The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such an exciting and beautiful day. Beautiful, really pretty. You know what? I have a lot to be thankful for.
What do you have to be thankful for today?
I have a great husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's on the radio. And all of our listeners.
All of our listeners.
And all of our customers.
That's right. And we are live today.
All the people
today.
We get to help.
This is not pre-recorded, folks. We are live. Joe Pippen was live before us.
Yep.
The Van Wees are going to be live after us. Because
yep.
We think it's important to come to you every Saturday and tell you what's going on. Because there is a lot going on in real estate. And the law doesn't change. That's why Joe Pippen was live. And the financial sector doesn't change. That's why the Van Wees are live, right?
What do you mean it doesn't change? What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
it goes up and down.
I mean,
what do
it
you mean?
Does change. That's why, I mean, it doesn't change that things change. That's what I mean by that.
It doesn't change that things change. Alan, is that clear as mud to you? Kind of? Yeah. Doesn't change that things change?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is something that's going to change.
Change is constant, I think, is the easier way to say that.
Something's really going
to
change.
There's always something to talk about.
Next week.
What?
Well, we're going to be on location broadcasting.
Oh, we are.
From our office next week at Watson on San Jose Boulevard. So we want people to come out for our office community Santa party, where we invite not just our listeners, but the whole community to come out and to participate. Santa's going to be there, and there's going to be photos with kids. So if you have kids, if you have grandchildren, if you have neighbors, whatever, come out. There's going to be so many activities there. There's going to be little train rides for the kids. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be cards that you can decorate and going to be sent to the troops. There's going to be food. Free food, free beverages, all sorts. There's going to be vendors there selling some wares. It's going to be lots of fun. It's going to be on San Jose Boulevard, south of the Walmart. So we're going to be, we're going to be live. So we're not going to see Alan next week there, but he's going to be being our producer right here in the studio.
Here's the other thing. If you're hearing the word San Jose Boulevard and you think, oh, that's too far for me, I don't want to travel that far, that's okay. Check the other Watsons, because we like to do a holiday party for all of the community. So
several Watsons are going to be?
There's how many? There's like 20-something offices here in the Jacksonville area, right? And 42? I don't even know how many we're up to now. Throughout from like Orlando to St. Mary's. So
I don't know. Bunch
there's
of
a
them.
Watson near you is what I can say for sure. So if you want to see Santa and have free photos with kiddos,
we
do
hope that you all had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. We had two of them because we are a blended family.
We
had one with
my kids.
Your kids at our house for a breakfast meeting in the morning, and then your kids went off to their dad.
Yep.
And then we went to my daughter's house, who did her first Thanksgiving, and it was very, very special for them because it was their first. And
yes, with their baby.
With Tess, their baby.
Yep.
Who's almost 1 year old. So it was fun. And there's some special things about today that I want to share with everybody also. And we've been doing this for the last few months. It's kind of special. It's Computer Security Day. And because of all the things that you're purchasing and going to be purchasing today and tomorrow and, of course, on Cyber Monday, we want you to be careful that you're doing things right on your computer. So
yes,
it's Computer Security Day. It's also National Mason Jar Day. And the reason that it's National Mason Jar Day, it's because it's the anniversary of the day that it was first patented. It was first patented in the year 1858.
Wow, I did not know that. I didn't know that.
And it wasn't called a mason jar until later iterations of it. But
what
anyway,
was it called?
Several different things. It was made by several different companies. But anyway, celebrate Mason Jar today. It's also National Methamphetamine Awareness Day. How about that? Also, okay. It's National Personal Space Day.
I like that one.
Now, not outer space, but personal space. So
Alan
don't
likes
get
that
too
one too.
Close
don't
to
get
people
too close.
Unless they want you to be there. It's also National Moose Day. Now, not the kind that you put on your hair, but the kind that you eat.
Oh, like chocolate mousse?
Like chocolate mousse.
Ooh,
it also comes in other flavors.
I like that.
Now, if it was, this one's kind of misnamed because it's Saturday today, but it doesn't fit for Saturday. It's National Stay at Home Because You're Well Day.
That sounds like a mental health day.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Where you skip work and you say, hey, it's a mental health
day. And something
day.
That I really like today, you may have heard about it on the news day, it's Small Business Saturday. So if
absolutely.
You have an opportunity to go to a small business, which means that it's owned by someone locally and not by a big corporation,
yes.
to help them out, then go and do that today.
Yes, love that.
And also, last but not least, Perpetual Youth Day. So do you feel youthful today, Angela?
Mm.
How about you, Alan? Do you feel youthful today?
Well, in my head, yeah. I still feel like a 13-year-old or a 20-something-year-old, but this body, well, you know, that's another thing.
That's another thing?
It's not cooperating, is it?
I feel youthful every day.
I bet you do.
I do not feel my age whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't think you are your age.
You okay. don't look it.
Doesn't look it and doesn't act it. Oh, sorry. Well, wait, was that bad?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't act like a teenager, but I don't think I act like a typical person of, I'm 65, but I don't feel like, you know, when I was a kid, I thought 65 was old.
You definitely don't look 65.
Yeah, I don't feel it at all.
You're living a good life, man. That's it.
But I have a confession to make.
What?
I really do.
You have a trophy wife? What?
What? No, I became a convert this week.
Uh-oh.
I really did.
I don't even know where this is going. You're scaring me.
You do. You will. I became a convert because this week we had a walkthrough and then a closing at a high-rise condominium.
Oh, yeah, we
at
did.
At the peninsula.
Yes.
And we stood
Riverfront.
On the 30th floor.
Yep.
And I looked out over the river.
Yep.
Looking out one window, and I went to the other side of the building at the same condo and looked out the other view of the river.
Yep.
And I never thought I would want to live in a high-rise, condominium on the river, and I became a convert.
It's, you know what, it's easy to fall in love with. The views are spectacular. You wake up to them every day. You stare at them. It's all glass. There's a ton of glass. So this particular unit's facing east towards, like, the stadium, and you see a long view of the river, and then a little to the south. And because you're up so high, you're above all the other buildings, so then you're seeing how the St. John's River has wrapped around, so you kind of see this southwest, so you're going to get the sunrise and the sunset. I mean, it's a perfect, perfect unit, and we are so proud that our friends bought that place.
Yeah,
it's
Beth
amazing.
Beth and Richard, I am so jealous. You guys converted me. We spent a couple of hours there just with our mouths open and saying, yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys just have
nailed it,
it all
nailed
now.
It. Yeah.
Great, great choice. We're so happy to help them with that purchase. And by the way, you think this is not the time of the year to purchase? We had two sales this week, and I'm not talking about that one, for over $1 million.
Absolutely.
You think this is not the time of the year to buy? We're going to talk more about that when we come back after the break. Also, we have a contest, which is kind of a fun one, that we're going to talk about right when we come back after the break. So stay with us. We're going to answer your questions. 222-8255. Stay with us. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right. They use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit thebuildinginspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
All right. And it's a beautiful day
as
well.
It is so gorgeous.
And most people are not going to be looking outside and enjoying the outside.
Not unless they did all their shopping yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't.
We did not. We worked. That's okay.
Well,
all right.
We went online and bought something. I bought something for you.
You did indeed.
And it's already
and
shipped.
And I have Dennis Prager to thank for that.
Yes.
Because you heard about it on his show.
Yes, Dennis Prager has a great show during the week here at noon.
Yes.
I learn a lot from Dennis Prager.
You know what we're talking about?
Yeah, he gave her some pain pills.
No.
Ah, no, not
the pain
pill.
That's all he's talking about when I hear him.
The X chair. It's an office chair. It's ergonomically correct. Yes.
Yes. So
so we drove down to Orlando to test one because there's no stores here that sell it. So we took a little field trip, drove down, came right back. Right?
Yes, we did.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Because if you go spend a lot of money for a chair, you ought to sit in it first.
Absolutely.
All
so
right.
I'm super duper duper excited because right now the chair I have is awful, and I'm on like my third chair, and they're just awful.
Yeah, so this one's guaranteed for 15 years.
I will be out of business in 15 years. Did you hear my husband is 65?
Your husband is 65?
He is.
Yes, but he doesn't feel it.
That would put you at 80, so I need to be out of business by then.
Well, we'll take it on our motorhome with us as we travel around the country.
The only thing we didn't get was those wheels that lock, but they have wheels that lock.
That's right.
We'll tie it down. Tie down the chair so it doesn't go rolling.
All right. We have a contest.
Yes.
So we want people to call in, and we'll tell you the phone number in just a moment. You know, although spring is thought of as the peak selling season when most homes get sold, and they do, if you're a home buyer, which closing month, meaning the time that you actually get the keys, is the best month when you get the most discount off of the listing price?
Great question.
Now, this should be easier because you're not just, there's only 12 months, right?
Yes.
So,
and you said that spring is the peak selling season, so that means they're paying the most. So that pretty much wipes out 3 months?
Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. You're
they're
just
paying
making
the
that
most. Because they're generally in competition for the same properties.
So
we see more deals with multiple offers in the spring than otherwise. That means people are paying the most. So if you're trying to say who's paying the least, that's a different month.
I'm just trying to throw people off.
Oh, my gosh. You're very good at that.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out when people call because they can guess, and it's only one of 12.
One of 12 answers.
Yeah. Which month do you get the best when you close, not necessarily when you make the offer,
right?
But
closing
when you
month.
Close.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So call in with a guess. What is the phone number?
222 talk to me. You have to call 222 talk, which is 904-222-8255. Call in. We want to hear from you guys. Even if you just don't want to participate in the contest, you could just say happy Thanksgiving or say something you're thankful for. Just call in. I want to hear from people today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a great mood. I want to talk to somebody.
Other than me. Is that what you're saying?
I was going to say it, and I controlled my flow.
You controlled your flow.
I controlled it. Yes. I do say that from time to time, don't I? I'd like to talk to someone besides you.
Well, you could do that because we love our listeners.
We do.
Well, after all, this is a call-in show. We like to be the problem-solving realtors.
I like to be the dream maker.
You did point out to me during the break when you heard our commercial saying for 5 years now.
Yes, that's so crazy. Can you imagine that for 3.5 years you have not updated the commercial?
That's right.
Oops. That means you're way too busy selling houses.
Because for over 8 years now, we have been on the radio.
But right. Anyway. So January of 2012 is when we started.
So we'll start our ninth year very, very soon. But anyway, how are interest rates? Are they average? Are they good?
I would say this. If you're thinking about buying, get in the game because interest rates are low and this is just the great time to buy. So here's the deal. The 30-year interest rate, the conventional rate, it fell 0.02 of a point and it is now at 3.68%. And remember, this is nationally. So your rate could be higher or lower based on your credit score and other factors. But okay, so the conventional's 3.68. This time last year, it was 4.81. What? That's more than a whole point less, right? 1.2 less.
Yes.
Okay, the 15-year rate, it remains unchanged this week at 3.15%, and this time last year, it was 4.24. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate fell to 3.38%. That's ridiculous. That is just cheap, cheap, cheap money.
You know, some people are getting FHA loans because the interest rate is lower.
Yes.
And normally you have to pay points, but if you're putting 20% down, then you probably don't have to pay points.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, the interest rate is lower anyway.
Yes. So that is, I mean, that is the bomb diggity right there. 3.38% FHA or VA.
And you probably don't want to get the 5-year adjustable rate because its rate is higher than the FHA rate, which is so unusual.
That is unusual. That's very unusual. But this is the right time. Right time to buy.
You know, you made a statement right at the beginning of this segment. You said that if you're thinking about buying, get off the fence.
Yes.
Even if you're not thinking about it, now is the time
to consider it about
yes. buying. Because the interest rates are just incredibly low.
Yeah, it's indeed. Just indeed.
Freaking believable.
Yes,
you know, we're
is.
Not going to talk about what we usually do right after the interest rates is talk about what happened this past week in real estate. But we're not going to do that because it was a short week. There weren't any closings on Thanksgiving. Many of the title companies were closed on Friday. So
right.
instead of that, and we're not going to have any closings today or tomorrow. So we're going to do what happened for the month. We're going to do the highs and lows.
Oh, I always love hearing the high and lows of the month.
So how many million-dollar properties? There were actually 20 of them, and something happened this month, very, very unusual, in that 6 of the homes actually sold on the same street for over $1 million. And Alan's looking like, how on earth could that happen?
Right.
So
I said the same thing, and I took 3 guesses before I got it right.
Yeah, it was on Roscoe Boulevard.
Right, which is Intercoastal.
Intercoastal.
Yep.
Anyway, one of the homes was on the ocean, 4 of them were on the river, and another 6 of them were on Roscoe Boulevard, or the Intercoastal. The largest, I should say the most expensive, was also the largest, was on the river. It was 10,054 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms. It had a pool, it had a dock, it had a boat lift, it had 2 jet ski lifts, it had an all-wood library. When I say all-wood, I mean the floor, the walls, and the ceiling. Yeah.
It's hard to decorate.
It had an interior fountain, it had a butler's pantry. It had what they called a river room with a bar overlooking the water. It had a study. It had a theater room with tiered seating. It had a spectator gazebo. Now, why would you need a spectator gazebo? Well, for the tennis court. How about that?
How about that?
An outdoor kitchen. Now, 2 years ago, it sold for $3 million, and it was on the market for almost 800 days. Now, it just goes to show.
Right?
Now, that was 2 years ago. So the person bought it, and then for some reason they needed or wanted to sell it.
Right.
They put it on the market for $1 million more.
Okay.
And they sold it the very first day.
Is this the Weavers?
No.
Okay.
The very first day for $1 million more. $3,975,000. I would say they did okay. So it sold for 33% more in 1 year or 2 years later.
That's impressive.
That's impressive. It was a nice house. Yep.
I'd like to be in the river room.
The river room.
Yes.
All right.
Or
and
out
the
on
lowest
the gazebo.
The lowest price house sold for $5,000.
Wait, finish when you come back.
All right.
Yeah. Because it's interesting and you're kind of rushing through it and people really like to know these things.
You know what? I'm going to finish when we come back.
Good information.
And you can call us with a guess too for the contest.
Yes. Or just call to say hey.
Yeah.
Because it's Thanksgiving and I'm sure you have things you're giving thanks for.
Yeah. You can be out in the car calling us as well.
222-8255.
Yeah, area code 904. If you're calling from out of the local listening area, we have people calling us and listening from all over the country. We have
yes.
We even have a listener that we know of that in California gets up early and listens to
yes.
us. We are thankful for that.
Quite a few from California.
And
actually.
The contest again is what month do you get the best deals? What closing month?
Closing month.
Closing month. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. British counterterrorism police are searching for clues into an attack that left two people dead and three injured near London Bridge. Police say a man in prison for 6 years for terrorism offenses before his release last year stabbed several people on Friday. A powerful storm stretching from California to New England is threatening major disruptions during the year's busiest travel weekend. Forecasters have warned that snow and ice could thwart millions of people hoping to get home after Thanksgiving. Joe Biden is launching an 8-day bus tour in Iowa with barely 2 months remaining before the February 3rd Iowa presidential caucuses. The former vice president remains a national frontrunner for the Democratic nomination. The nation's largest utility says its distribution lines haven't sparked any major wildfires since it began shutting off power to Northern California customers during periods of high fire risk. However, Pacific...
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods.
So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops upon Avedra.
Hi, I'm Mincy Pollock of Florida Care Insurance, and it's that time of year again. Open enrollment for health care. Over 60% of employers don't even offer group benefits. If you're one of those employers who don't and think you can't afford it, I have a solution. Offering benefits to employees usually saves you over time and reduces turnover. Call us today at 265-4753. That's 265-4753. Or go to groupbenefits.solutions. No matter how big or small your company, we have a solution. I guarantee it.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m., it's the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Bi-Star Veterans Arena. Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
It'll be sunny with a high of 75, some patchy fog overnight, and then mostly clear, lows of 63. 40% chance of shower Sunday, breezy, partly sunny skies, highs near 80, and then mostly cloudy and breezy with lows of 51 Sunday night. And then Monday and the rest of the week, sunny skies, highs into the upper 50s to around 62, nighttime lows near 40.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. There are so many things to be thankful for, Howard. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
What are you thankful for?
Well, mostly I'm thankful for, not mostly, but there are so many things that kind of top the list. Well, we got a caller.
What tops your list first before you take your caller?
You being in my life.
Okay. Then take your caller.
Okay. Good morning. I don't know who the caller is. I didn't get your... I didn't get your name. It's not on my board. Tell us who you are.
It's Jim.
Oh, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you today?
The very best. How are you?
Love that. The very best. That's exciting.
How can we help you today, or do you have a guess for our contest?
I've got a guess for the contest. I would, from my perspective anyway, I would say November followed closely by December because your prepaid account would be at its smallest. The previous owner would have just paid taxes in November, and you will own the property before January 1, so you can apply for homestead.
Well, you gave two answers, so you have to narrow it down to one.
Pick one.
I'm going to pick November.
Okay. November is not correct, but I do want to analyze your answer a little bit because you gave a lot of things.
I say
there.
You're in the business, Jim.
Yep.
You had way too much information that the average person doesn't have, so I recognize that right away.
But you gave a great teaching moment for all of our listeners, so I do want to expand on that a little bit. For our listeners, so if the property that you're buying does not have homestead, then if you buy and close in November or December, then you can apply for homestead and you will have it for the next year.
Which is excellent.
So it's a good time to buy.
You need to be sleeping in the house December 31st. Yes.
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 So towards the end of the year is a good time to close with respect to non-homesteaded property. So so that's a good one. You know what? I'm going to give you the prize for that because it's actually normally you make the offer in November and close in December. December is the correct answer. So
yes.
We're going to give
you
you an applause and we're going to give you the answer. Actually,
you went over one other part that can make a difference for folks sometimes.
What's that?
The prepaids. Taxes have to be paid in November, so if you were to close in, say, October, or no, say September or whatever, I mean, you've gotten a whole lot of missed months of escrow payments, so the buyer has to preload their prepaids, that escrow account, for basically that whole year's taxes up front.
Though
it's prorated from the seller, it still impacts their pocketbook.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, let me give you a little more information that is kind of fun. The analysis that was done for that was over a long period of years, and they actually got it down to the day, the closing day that people get the biggest discount is actually the day after Christmas.
See, December I didn't guess
26th.
That. I didn't guess that at all.
And the second and third were actually the same. It was a tie. It was New Year's Eve and then December 4th. I don't know how December 4th got in there.
I didn't know about December 4th, but I definitely said December 31st.
Yes.
Because it's, you know, last day of the year. So that's New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Angela, we'll give you...
See, I think I was close.
Okay.
On that.
We'll give you a gift as well.
Oh.
It's the X chair coming. There you go.
Yeah, that's a very nice gift, Howard. Thank you.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you calling and appreciate you listening, of course.
Anything else you want to add before you go? Anything you want to say at all?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to send you back to Alan. Well, good. Thank you for listening. We're going to send you back to Alan, our producer, to get your full name and address. And I'm going to pick up a couple of gift cards because I haven't sent one out in a while to the other listener that won about
you
a month ago.
You need to get it together.
I got to get it together.
Oh, my goodness.
So thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Yes.
All right.
So you were talking about the most expensive homes.
And I did the high.
Before we left. So let's talk about the lowest price homes. How low can you go?
The low was an interesting one because, well, I'm going to tell you why in a minute. It sold for $5,000.
That's super low.
And it was a 1,200 square foot duplex, a four bedroom, two bath duplex. And it was a tax deed sale. Originally on the market for $40,000. It originally sold for $5,000. Now, here's a couple of interesting parts about it. Back in 2005, it had a $128,000 mortgage.
Now,
now, I'm not an expert on this by any means, but I think when you buy at a tax deed sale, it's still subject to any mortgages that are on it. So you think that the person got a great deal, but I think it's still subject to any existing mortgage. So I don't know what the current mortgage was on it that the buyer of the $5,000 still has to pay to get total ownership of it.
That's really interesting. I don't know that. So what you're saying is that the loan, the loan lien would attach and transfer to the new owner?
I
think it's to the person.
I
don't know that.
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, as for condos, how many sold for over $1 million? This is the first that's happened.
What?
Not a single one.
Nothing?
Nothing. The highest condo sold for $980. So none sold for $1 million.
Oceanfront?
It was at the cross street from the Serenata. I forget the name of it. Anyway.
Across the street from Serenata?
Yes.
So not on the ocean, but down in Volano.
Yes.
Okay.
And the low was a high-priced one.
Okay.
It was move-in ready. And we're seeing more and more of that, that the low-priced condos are actually nice. They're move-in ready. This one was $53,000, a one-bedroom, one-bath at the Preserve in San Jose.
A lot and of sales familiar. Are happening there, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now, that one, when we looked at a couple in there a few years ago, and there was it was difficult for some investors to buy in there because there was a limit of how many could be rentals.
Right.
That's
but they
one
had
of the
a
things,
huge assessment recently, which is why people are selling.
I'm not sure.
No, I am sure.
All right. And that's one of the things that investors have to look out for when they buy condos is there a limit on the number of rental properties?
Oh, always. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That there can be.
Yes.
Now, we bought one recently as an investor in a small condo complex.
Yes.
And, of course, we checked that out. And
we did. We did all of our due diligence. The other thing you should check out if you're buying a condominium is the healthy financials of the community. You need to know that they have money in reserve, that they could pay their bills if they had a, oh my goodness, happen, or that they've prepped well for replacing the asphalt parking lot or the roofs or anything that they need to do to the exterior of the building
or the
pool.
Is anything coming up where there might be an assessment? Like I own a property in
St. Augustine,
where the windows are being replaced.
Right.
And
they really
needed to be. And there's going to be an assessment on the condominium that I have. That's about $4,800.
Right.
So, and you can do that as a one-time payment, or they're going to spread it out over a number of months. But those are the things that you need to check out before you purchase any condominium.
Yes.
So you go to the management company and you say, hey, are any assessments expected or any capital expenditures expected in the next couple of years? That is part of the due diligence that you and or your realtor should be doing. That's whether you are planning on listing your property or buying a property.
And you know, Howard, that's true even with the, not condominiums, anything that has an HOA, we should be checking to make sure, you know, see if there's any special assessments coming up for the area. Because sometimes there are.
Good advice. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about one more thing, which is 7 reasons to list your home during the holiday season. And you may think, why bother? Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, this week, we got contracts on 2 of our listings. They totaled over $1 million.
Yes.
You think people aren't buying?
People are buying.
They are. One was the first time
we were signing contracts on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One was a first-time homeowner, and another one was someone that was transferring here from another city. Yep. It happens.
Yes.
People, we can help you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
You know, it is a happy Saturday. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's a great day to go shopping. And I want to say that it's great to be here in Florida because I don't know if people have seen the weather.
Oh, isn't it bad?
I am so glad.
Blizzards.
That the rest of the country is just suffering.
I know, and I'm kind of freaking out myself.
Because you're going to New York.
I am going to New York.
It's a week away. A week and a half away.
I get to see my sister. Her birthday's happening soon. So I will be, not this week, but next week. And I'm so excited. I would like to see snow. But I don't want to see a blizzard. So can you work that out for me?
I'll work it out for you.
I know you're magical.
You're worried about things that are so far away. Don't worry about it.
I've never been in a blizzard before in the snow. I don't know what that means exactly.
Okay. Let me repeat myself. It's more than 10 days away.
So?
So you don't need to worry about it.
I saw the really bad conditions. Did you watch the news this morning?
Are you listening?
Did you see the semi-tractor trailer just fall over from the wind? I was like, wait, what? That could happen?
Anyway.
I only know hurricanes. I mean, I don't know anything about snow and blizzards.
We are here in Florida.
Are we?
It's wonderful.
Are we eating oranges and enjoying life?
I had great orange juice.
I love Florida.
On Thanksgiving morning, and I made 4 different kinds of pancakes for your kids.
You're the best.
And they ate them up, right?
You're the best.
Okay.
Yes. So you wanted to talk about
About 7 reasons to list your home during the holidays. The first one is that relocation buyers are out there now.
They are.
One of them just bought our $975,000 right. home.
Yep. They're moving here from Georgia.
And signed the contract. The final contract was signed on what day?
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Much to be thankful for.
Serious buyers are still here now. Obviously, one of them bought our other listed property on Coldfield. That happened the day before Thanksgiving.
Actually, I think we got those swapped.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, doesn't matter. But anyway.
Okay. And if you have company and you don't want to be bothered showing on certain days, that's okay. You can restrict showing to days and times that are most convenient for you, even if you have overnight visitors. Because sometimes with your overnight visitors, you're going out on certain days. Okay. On the days you go out, those are the days that you show your house. And if you have a certain day or time that you don't want to show your house, just say, sorry, just make it another time that you allow your house to be shown. And you know what?
What?
Homes show great when they're decorated inside and out.
Oh, it feels more like a home, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they yes. show great. They smell great.
Yes.
You know what else is less during this time of year?
Competition.
Competition's less.
Yes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And what happens after this time of year, the desire to own doesn't diminish over the holidays.
Yeah, right? People still want to own a house. So, you know, they're not saying, oh, it's the holidays. I don't think I want to own. I'm not going to get out and buy. They do want to own.
Right. So right after the holidays, competition is more.
Yes.
Competition greatly increases after the first of the year. So what are you waiting for?
Yes. Plus, here's the great thing. When you live in Florida, it's beautiful all the time. And we have all these snowbirds. So if you have a property a snowbird wants, they're thinking about moving here for their forever home. So that could be almost any house. Or maybe they want a second home. So if you have a condominium, let's say, that's easy to manage. Any of these types of properties are snowbird buyable.
Yeah.
That's a word I just made up.
So here's what we're going to do.
So,
here are Angela and my commitments to all of you guys for this weekend. We are not going to do an open house on any of the properties. What we're going to do is give any of you a one-on-one special treatment. The special treatment is if you call us and want to see any of these properties, we will give you a personal tour.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do.
Any property. Any property in any county.
We're going to do it. So here's what we'll do. The first thing we're going to do is tell you what our listed properties are. So it's time for all right.
Hot deal of the day.
So,
babe. Yes.
The first one is in Fernandina. And if you want to be close to the water, you got to put 1 foot.
Just be clear which part of the water, because this is on the island.
This is on the island.
This is the
on
ocean.
The ocean. But
walkable
you do have
to
walk a lot. You got to walk about 100 steps.
A lot. 100 steps is not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You to put your toes in the water.
It's right at public access number 6.
Yes.
That's where this home is. It's amazing.
It's about 20.
It's been completely renovated.
Yes. But it wasn't old anyway. The it has about 2,800 square feet. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath, a colonial type home, 2-story, totally redone, like you said. It has a Florida room. It's heated and cooled, has new appliances, new fans, new painting, new lighting, new mirrors, new flooring, new plumbing, new countertops, new painted cabinets, a screened and heated pool, got a patio. And this one is really priced to sell, being that close to the water and with everything redone in it, $600,000.
Yes, it's amazing. One block off the beach. So the street it's on is running parallel to the street with houses on the ocean. I mean, it's really close.
Really, really close. And by the way, you can drive your car on the beach there.
No.
Yeah. Well, you can't. No. You just, that's not the access to get on the beach. But a mile from the house is the drive on access.
Because, yeah, I was to, like, not there, no.
Is the drive on access to the beach. It's on Atlantic View Drive in Fernandina.
Yes.
And
854 Atlantic View Drive.
And if you are qualified for this home, Angela and I will give you a private
tour. Will love it, love it, love it, love it.
Yes, it has something
amazing.
And this house is really high tech. For example, if you have a phone, and of course you do, you can control music from the
ceiling fan in the family
ceiling
room.
Fan in the family room.
Yes, it's very cool. You could do it from your phone.
That is really, really high tech. Now, if you don't want to go that far north, but you still want an executive home, Angela, tell them about the home in Beauclair.
This home is so beautiful. It's at 9406 Wexford Road. It is about 3,300 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, and it is a brick-style ranch home. And it's one house off the river, so you're going to catch those river breezes. It's also a corner lot for people who like corner lots. And it has a swimming pool, so you never have to leave if you don't want to. There's no HOA, no CDD, and there is tons of common areas. So you get the formal living room, formal dining room, family room, Florida room, screen porch, open patio. I mean, there's just plenty of places to be and to entertain and to spend time with family and friends.
The sellers did so much entertaining in this house because, like you said, it has a Florida room and a screened room and a patio. And the pool.
And a circular drive, so there's plenty of room for parking. So it's a side entry garage, but then there's also a circular drive in the front of the house.
And two of the rooms have their own bathroom. So not only does it have a master, but it has a guest suite.
Yes, it's en suite. Yes.
So really, really
nice
house.
On the other side of the house, too, which is perfect for mother-in-laws or teenagers. Yeah, and that's priced at $484.
You didn't tell them about the big pantry, the big laundry room, and the front porch.
Okay.
Do I have to do everything here?
Yeah.
I mean, come
on. Try that, would you?
Now, if you want to go a little bit further south and you want to have your own condominium.
Yes.
Or you want to get one for your kids that may be going to college.
Yes. Near Flagler.
Florida.
Technical colleges.
Right. Florida Club Condo. It's off of Route 16, which is at the mall
where the outlets are.
One bedroom, one bath with a balcony, living room, dining room combination, a breakfast bar, a computer desk built-in area, so a computer station there, walk-in storage located at the Florida Club, as I said, off of Route 16. And there's lots of amenities there. They have a pool, they have a spa, they have a fitness center. They have a clubhouse with 2 billiard tables. I love that. On-site management. The price, only $100,000.
Bargain.
It really is. It's
bargain.
A great place. This is the place that I own a condominium there. I don't live there, but I own a 2-bedroom there. This is a 1-bedroom. Great security. It's really, really a
nice place to be.
Place.
Yeah.
A very mature palm trees all around. It's just a great, really, really nice place and close to the college.
Yep.
Hey, it really is. Hey, folks, the Van Wees are here. They're going to tell you what's been happening. They have a thumbs up. We're getting to the end of the year. Yeah. Hey, we know that you live in here in Northeast Florida. You can, you need a professional on your side, right? Right, Angela?
Absolutely.
What's your number?
904-465-3845.
You want to talk to me? 687-8161. Have a blessed week. We're going to be on location next week, but we'll still be with you live.